Over the weekend, Mitt Romney won the Iowa straw poll. That's on Saturday. And the campaign for the Republican presidential nomination grew a little less confusing. Tommy Thompson, the former governor of Wisconsin, dropped out of the race on Sunday, just a couple of weeks before his unrelated namesake, Fred Thompson, is expected to enter the race. But Washington Post writer Monica Hesse is less interested in the last name than the first. There has never been a major party presidential candidate named Fred, and there's a reason. Because, she writes, the name Fred projects the personality of a waterlogged paper towel. Monica, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Neil. Thanks for having me.
And I guess we have to begin by pointing out that an awful lot of people in Washington think the name Monica is pretty funny, too.
I'm not one to talk at all about names, especially living in Washington.
But what is it about the name Fred that you find so uninspiring?
I should point out that it's not me who feels this about the name Fred. Fred has an unfortunate history of being maligned. The founder of the Fred Society said that he's been being teased about his name for it sounding Neanderthalish and clunky since his grade school days in the 70s. So I think that that's the perception that we have, that it's clunky, slow, and a little bit Neanderthal-like.
Wait a minute. There's a Fred Society?
There is, indeed, based out of California, and they have been perpetuating the good name of Fred since 1984.
They're not making much progress, are they?
Not really. Unfortunately, the name of Fred had its heyday in the early 20th century when it was the 15th most popular name. Now it hasn't even appeared in the top 1,000 for a long time.
And, there was Great Fredericks. Indeed, there was a Frederick the Great.
Indeed. There have been many great Fredericks, Frederick Douglass for one. But the name Fred, I think, the shortening of the name, people just seem to find amusing for some reason.
Amusing and, again, the qualities that you're looking for in a presidential candidate, sort of the craggy looks of a Fred Thompson, with the things that got him his role on Law and Order as a district attorney, a little out of sync with the name Fred.
A little, you would think. What's amazing about Fred Thompson is that he's really flouting the conventions that we think of as being Fred. People describe him as being very charismatic and very sexy, which aren't things that you typically hear associated with the name Fred.
And I was fascinated to discover in your story that there is indeed a science of the study of first names.
There is. It's called onomastics. There are people who donate their entire lives to studying names. When I spoke with an onomastician, he said that Fred to him might connote a good neighborly feel, a good solid name, but it was in no way as charismatic and sexy as we seem to have decided Fred Thompson is.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think of the Freds that we've all come to know and love. Well, there's certainly Fred Rogers, certainly reliable. If you need somebody to put on a cardigan and take it off every day, there's a man.
Fred Rogers is a great example of the name Fred. We consider him benign, reliable, dependable. We don't consider him maybe exciting or sexy in a way, but he's a good, solid Fred. On the other hand, you also have people like Fred Flintstone, who is sort of the quintessential doofus in some ways.
Doofus was just the word I was going to go for. And Fred Mertz, the neighbor of the of I Love Lucy.
Right. Or you have Freddie the Freeloader, who isn't a doofus, but isn't exactly the hero of the story.
And so Fred, you suspect, if he's not going to be the hero of the story, well, is he not running for vice president, or at least not yet?
I'm not sure how much effect his name will have into it, but I think that it's interesting. I wonder if this is perhaps the resurgence of Fred, if we're going to see the name Fred take on a new light, if we're now considering it to be a charismatic and passionate, exciting name.
Mm-hmm. And the onomasticians, did I pronounce that correctly, by the way?
You've got it.
Oh, that's good. But they note that names come and go in cycles.
Yes, absolutely. What people want in a name is they want to feel like they're finding something that is unique and yet familiar. So they want to pretend that they're coming up with something new when really it's something that's been around for a long time. So as soon as people forget how popular Fred used to be, they're going to come right back and name their children Fred again.
And where does the name Fred come from? Is it short for Frederick, or I guess some people it's short for Alfred?
It's short for both, and I think that Alfred has a very British and Batman-y sound to it.
But there was an Alfred the
Butler.
Great.
Yeah. Frederick is a more I think sounds a bit more distinguished to us. But either one can be shortened to Fred, and then you run into all sorts of problems.
Mm-hmm. And the candidate, by the way, is he going by Fred or Frederick?
He's going by Fred, and that was something that the onomastician I interviewed found interesting. He said if he were going by Frederick, then he would have a really great name to be a candidate. Frederick Thompson, he said, is a name that has trochaic rhythm, which apparently is something that we look for in our candidates. Fred Thompson, not Frederick, doesn't have the same sort of rhythm. So in his opinion, he says it's not quite as successful as a name.
Well, the trochaic rhythm, as you point out in your piece, echoes the sound of the human heartbeat. So we've been clearly the brainwashing started in the womb.
Right. And this onomastician says that he has the ability to predict presidential candidacies based solely on names, nothing else, with 65% accuracy, which isn't that great. But as I say in the article, those odds would play in Vegas.
And we pay Ken Rudin the big bucks. We need to just get the onomastician on the
line.
All
we need to do is analyze the names.
Yeah, that makes it sound easy. But the other thing that you're looking for, or at least in some respects you're looking for in a presidential candidate, is a certain kind of sex appeal. Let's not be put too fine a point on it. Does Fred have sex appeal?
Well, you know, apparently he does. At least several of his ex-girlfriends do, who have been mentioned in several articles extolling the praises of Fred's sexiness. I mentioned that on a recent Hardball episode, a good portion of a segment was donated to talking about Fred Thompson's sexiness. I'm not sure if it's related to his name or just his law and orderly sex appeal, but apparently we do see something in Fred that we like.
And, of course, we're forgetting, well, other than Frederick the Great, but maybe the greatest Fred of them all, Fred Astaire.
Absolutely. When I talked to the president of the Fred Society, he mentioned Fred Astaire as being the quintessential example of what of a sex appeal-y Fred. He said that, in fact, he hadn't seen anything like Fred Thompson since Fred Astaire.
And we haven't even seen him dance yet.
We can only hope that's coming.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Monica Hesse is a writer for The Washington Post, and she joined us from the Washington Post studios here in Washington, D.C.